Our first scripture reading for this first Sunday in Advent is found in your Bibles in the book of the prophet Isaiah, the 64th chapter, and we read verses 1 through 9. Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down, that the mountains might quake at your presence, as when fire kindles brushwood and the fire causes water to boil. Make your name known to your adversaries, and that the nations might tremble at your presence. When you did awesome things that we did not look for, you came down, the mountains quaked at your presence. From of old, no one has heard or perceived by the ear, no eye has seen a God besides you, who acts for those who wait for him. You meet him who joyfully works righteousness, those who remember you in your ways. Behold, you were angry and we sinned. In our sins we have been a long time. And shall we be saved? We have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a polluted garment. We all fade like a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, take us away. There is no one who calls upon your name, who rouses himself to take hold of you, for you have hidden your face from us and have made us melt in the hand of our iniquities. But now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay. You are our potter. We are all the work of your hand. Be not so terribly angry, O Lord, and remember not iniquity forever. Behold, please look. We are all your people. This is the word of the Lord. Our second reading is found in the Bible in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, and we'll read verses 3 through 9. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God always for you, because of the grace of God that was given you in Christ Jesus, that in every way you were enriched in him, in all speech and all knowledge, even as the testimony about Christ was confirmed among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift, as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will sustain you to the end, guiltless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel is found in the Gospel according to St. Mark, the 13th chapter, and we read verses 24 through 37. In those days, after that tribulation, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaking. And then you will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. And then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branches become tender and puts out its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also you see these things taking place. You know that he is near at the very gates. Truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But concerning that day or that hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Be on guard, keep awake, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey when he leaves home and puts his servants in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to stay awake. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midnight, or when the cock crows, or in the morning, lest he come suddenly and find you asleep. And what I say to you, I say to all, stay awake. This is the gospel of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and a peace be to you from God, our Heavenly Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus. Amen. Our text is based on your gospel lesson for today. Jesus is telling us about the end of times. And in particular at verse 32, but concerning that day or that hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Be on guard, keep awake, for you do not know when the time will come. This is our text. For the last several months, things have been a little bit different at my home in the mornings since my wife began watching our grandchildren. I have never been a real early riser, and so my dear wife is the first to get up usually, and she greets the grandchildren as they arrive, and then I get up a little bit later. And it's quite thrilling. Because as I get up and go out, there's these two-year-old grandchildren who scream out, "Grandpa!" And they come running to me. And they give me hugs and they give me kisses. They are so happy to finally see Grandpa get up. In the early church, when Christ talked about coming again, I think most Christians thought it was going to be kind of like that. They may have to wait minutes or hours or weeks or months, maybe even a few years. But he was going to come soon. And it would be thrilling as he arrived amidst joys and shouts of victory. But as we all know, it hasn't worked out quite that way. It's a little bit more like I used to visit my grandparents. My grandparents didn't live just a couple of doors down, as my grandchildren do. They lived far away. The drive today isn't too bad. You hop on this double-lane interstate, and you drive for about two and a half hours, and you're there. No stop signs. You just take one turn into town after you get off the highway, and boom, done. That's not the way it was when I was growing up. Single-lane U.S. highway, which never missed an opportunity to drive through a small town. Many a time we were going up for Christmas. Sometimes there'd be snow falling. And instead of going 60, we were going 40 or 35. Passing was taking your life into your hands. And I remember a familiar phrase that kept on being said the whole trip to my parents. Maybe you've heard it before yourselves. It goes something like this, and if you know what I'm going to say it along with me. Are we there yet? Every time we'd slow down entering into another one of those small little towns, we'd think, oh, maybe this is it. Are we there yet? No, not yet. Then we'd get through the small town and we'd speed up, and then we'd slow down again. We thought that was a sure sign that we were there. Are we there yet? No, we aren't. You've said that before, haven't you? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? There are signs that Christ has given, signaling that the end is going to come. But as he himself said in our gospel lesson for today, truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. There's going to be troubles and problems, just like there often were driving up to see my grandma and grandpa. The road sometimes seems almost unbearably long. These last few months for us have seemed unbearably long. Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Concerning that day or that hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. We aren't there yet. And there's a reason for that. And though it's not included in our gospel assigned reading for today, it occurs a few verses before in Mark chapter 13, verse 10. And the gospel must first be proclaimed to all nations. When you look for the clearest and most certain sign that the end is going to come, Christ actually makes it quite clear here in Mark, in the Gospel of Matthew, and 1 Peter, and other places throughout all of Scripture. But the reason God is delayed in his coming is not because the world isn't evil enough yet. It certainly is. But the saving work of the gospel is still not complete. One of the more interesting parables that Jesus told one time concerned the parable of the wheat and the tares, where this enemy goes out into a field, and in a very nice, clean field, he plants weeds. And the workers of the owner of the field come to him and say, what do you want us to do? Do you want us to pull it all up, take out all the weeds? And the master says, no, lest some of the wheat be torn up with the weeds. Let them both grow together until the harvest, and then at the harvest they shall be separated. My dear Christian friends, that is our lot in this world. That we are children of the kingdom of God. And sometimes would much rather be with him than here. the saving work of the gospel, which is our job on this earth, is not yet fully complete. Maybe it's somebody you're working with. Maybe it's somebody you're only friends with on Facebook. Who knows what kind of contacts we all have in our different social spheres. But I'm sure that amongst some of those contacts, you and I all have, there's someone who's not yet fully convinced. There's someone who's not sure. There's someone really depressed, really angry, really upset, who's searching for peace and doesn't know where to find it. You and I are God's chosen. Chosen to become that beacon of hope to someone like that. Someone who's not anticipating the coming of the Lord, or if they are, they're only doing so in fear. They're not like that little grandchild of mine, grandchildren, anxiously awaiting some appearing, constantly saying, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Because they're going to be so thrilled when they finally arrive. For most people living in this world, they don't know where they're going. All they know is they're on a long, hard ride with no end in sight. God keeps us in this world to let them know that there is a wonderful destination. A loving Father who's made sacrifices for us. We might be with him. Who is willing to sacrifice his only son, sending him into this world to suffer and die, that one day he might come again to gather us together, to live with him in his kingdom, to serve him in everlasting righteousness and innocence and blessedness, even as he is risen from the dead, lives and reigns to all eternity, as Luther said. And this is most certainly true. We are eventually going to get there. And yeah, sometimes getting there is a long, hard ride. Sometimes there is dangers along the way. But our Lord and Savior assures us that as we travel along the road, he will be there to guard us, to protect us, to keep us till we safely arrive in that home of our loving Father and our brother, our Lord Jesus Christ. When we're going to get there exactly, I'm not sure. And even Jesus, at least in his humanity, did not know. Only the Father himself knows. But stay awake. because he is coming. When he does arrive, that day will truly be glorious. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Jesus. Amen.